The Dinner Game by Renee Riding, based on a true story. Breaking bread from house to house, they did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. Acts chapter 2, verse 46. The spicy scent of spaghetti sauce wafted through the air as Joseph and his family sat down for Sunday dinner. Dad said the prayer, and the food started its way around the table.
"Let's play movie quotes,"
Joseph declared. Movie quotes was his favorite game to play around the dinner table. His mom, dad, and two sisters, Jill and Julia, enjoy the game too. One person would quote from a movie the family had seen. Then everyone else would try to be the first one to guess which movie the quote was from.
"Perhaps we should play a different game,"
Mom said.
"Since it's Sunday, maybe we should play scripture quotes."
"What's that?"
Joseph asked.
"I'll think of a quote from the scriptures, and all of you try to guess who said it,"
Mom said.
"That sounds boring. Besides, I don't know any quotes from the scriptures."
"I'll go first,"
Jill said.
"I will go and do the things which the Lord hath commanded."
Julia's hand shot up.
"Nephi said that."
"You guessed it, Julia. Now it's your turn to think of one."
"Let me see. All right, guess this one if you can. This is my beloved son. Hear him."
This time, Dad raised his hand.
"That's what Heavenly Father said to Joseph Smith in the sacred grove."
"That's right. Way to go, Dad."
Joseph slowly began to sit up a little straighter in his chair.
"I want to come up with a really hard one,"
Dad said.
"How about this? Let my people go."
Joseph's hand popped up.
"Hey, Moses said that. That was easy."
"That's right. Now you think of one."
Joseph rested his chin on his hand. Then a smile swept across his face as he remembered his primary lesson from earlier that day. Sister Morris had talked about the time Jesus' disciples had tried to keep some children from approaching him.
"Suffer the little children to come unto me," Joseph said.
Once again, Julia raised her hand.
"Jesus said that."
"You guessed it." They played until everyone had finished dinner. Later that night, as Mom tucked Joseph into bed, he said,
"I guess that game wasn't so bad after all."
"You came up with a really good quote today."
"Thanks. Can we play it again next Sunday?"
"I think that's a great idea."
She gave him a hug and a kiss and left his room. Joseph snuggled into his covers, smiling. A new Sunday tradition had just begun. How to play scripture quotes. Here are three different ways to play scripture quotes. Try playing as Joseph's family did, naming the person who said the quote. Try guessing the book of scripture where the quote is found. For example, "I will go and do the things which the Lord hath commanded" is found in 1 Nephi. Name a book of scripture and then have others tell a quote or story from that book. For example, "The Book of Ether contains the story of the Jaredites crossing the ocean." Sidebar. Become acquainted with the lessons the scriptures teach. Study them as though they were speaking to you, for such is the truth. President Thomas S. Monson. End of the story. The Dinner Game by Renee Riding, read by Jane Wise.